My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I know, was BMAC a track star in high school? Let's find out. Brian McFadden joins us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline. Our weekly visit with 2-time Super Bowl winner, All Things Considered, is one of the great podcasts that's out there along with Patrick Peterson. Were you a track man too?
I wasn't a track star, but I ran high school, no question. Ran the 100, 200, 4x1.
Right. All we did was run from the cops. I wasn't good at that either. Hey, man, let's get into it. Let's start with the Steelers. Do you think that the Justin Fields, and Russell, I just think Tomlin is more of a Fields guy than a Russell Wilson guy for a number of reasons, man. Do we think we're going to see Fields starting against the Falcons in week one?
You know what? I mean, if you asked me that question maybe 2 months ago, I'd have said no. Mm-hmm. But now I think there's some realness to that question because Russ has been injured. He's been on the shelf. And because of that, Justin Fields has received all the reps when it comes to running with the ones, and he's looked fairly good. So it's more of a competition now than it once than it ever has ever been because of the injury to Russell. So to answer your question, if it was to happen, I wouldn't be surprised because until Russell gets healthy enough to be able to run with the ones and participate in the preseason, you know, it's Justin Fields' show, and he's gaining a lot of traction on Russell Wilson when it comes to being QB1 for the Steelers.
BMAC, when it comes to the Falcons, their first preseason game is tonight versus the Dolphins, most of the starters, if all, not expected to play. But what can you gain? What is it most important for the players that are on the field to learn from the game in their first preseason action?
I think knowing that the majority of the starters won't participate, it's for the young guys, man, just showing that you belong, you know, trying to catch a coach attention based on special teams, based on offensively and defensively, just showing that you belong, you know, make a play, find a way to make a play. So this is an opportunity for a lot of the young guys who are young, guys who are not starting right now for the Falcons to really get reps, to take advantage of those reps so you can kind of create some type of conversation based on who you are as a player and what you can do within the organization.
We know that we saw Mike Hughes get burned by Tyreek Hill, but Tyreek Hill does that to a lot of guys, you know, in preseason and regular season. But we also saw Clark Phillips with a nice pick. That's a hell of a test, though, going up against Waddle and Tua and Tyreek, isn't it?
Oh, that's great work. Now, you might not look your best based on the speed you're going against, but you won't cover a duo of faster wide receivers than what Miami currently has with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. So for Atlanta, you know, I think that is a concern defensively for the Falcons, secondary play specifically, you know, with the cornerbacks. This is a great week to kind of get some work against some high-level players, not to mention the chemistry they have with Tua, who is throwing them the football. So, you know, when you see guys give up a pass here and there, it happens, you know, but when you talk about giving up passes to two of the faster wide receivers in the National Football League, I mean, sometimes you get the bear, sometimes the bear get you.
Talking all things NFL with our buddy Bryant McFadden, co-host of All Things Covered, the podcast, CBS NFL analyst, right here on Dukes of Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. B, I've been seeing a ton of coverage about what's going on in Indy with Jonathan Taylor, with Anthony Richardson. It looks like they're going to be a dynamic.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Dynamic duo in Indy. Do you think that division is just going to be handed to the Texans, or is it a real competition?
Oh, it's a real competition. It's a real competition under the assumption that Anthony Richardson can stay healthy, right? That's the concern. For a guy to be, what, 6'4", 245-ish, running low 4.44s and wasn't durable at all, that's a concern. He was knocked out with a concussion. I think he had season-ending shoulder surgery. So can he stay healthy? But then get this, guys. Anthony Richardson only played in 4 ball games. Right?
Right.
In 2 of those ball games, I don't think he made it to halftime. But he had 7 total touchdowns and 1 interception in those 4 appearances and only played in 2 full ball games. Think about those numbers. 7 total touchdowns, 1 interception. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't think Jonathan Taylor was in the mix with him because he was holding out for that contract and then he got hurt.
Right.
So when you talk about that duo in the backfield, if both guys can stay healthy – yes, they can make things very, very interesting. I mean, I think we all would take the Texans to be the lead dog in the AFC South, right? But you can't sleep or overlook the Indianapolis Colts, especially if Anthony Richardson can stay healthy.
It is our man B-Mac here on the WadeFord.com hotline. We were talking yesterday, Carl and I, Caleb Williams, get to see him on the Hard Knocks up in Chicago. Interesting, I thought, get your take on this, that a guy like Cliff Kingsbury is a consultant for USC. And then when given the chance to work with a guy he was around at USC, he goes to D.C. and he works with Jaden Daniels. I know a lot of guys have been piling on, Caleb. I mean, but do you make anything out of that smoke?
Well, I don't know. Was he given an opportunity with Chicago?
Oh, yes, he was, like, apparently. At least according to published reports. Yeah, same, in the offseason, yeah.
Was it the same opportunity, same amount of money? Like, I think those are things that you have to really weigh in when it comes to making a professional decision within your career. But I don't read too much into that. I think when you look at what they did at SC, Caleb and Cliff, they both had success with each other, right? So they found a way to generate some type of success. He didn't generate a lot of wins, but just from the individual side of things, they were successful. Watching Hard Knocks, I watched as well. You know, I'm thinking, like, Caleb is starting to really understand what it means to be a professional quarterback, and I love seeing what the guys are saying about him and wanting to be in his space. Matter of fact, guys, I get an opportunity to go visit Caleb Williams this week at Bears training camp, so I get a chance to see Caleb and the rest of the guys up close and personal, which I'm excited about because I think this could be a playoff-caliber team. The Bears.
Sticking in that division, as you were just alluding to there, how close of the gap do you think it is between the Lions, the Packers, and the Bears in that division?
I think the Packers are closer to Detroit than Chicago is. And the reason why is because they had great success last year. You look at the postseason success, winning a road playoff game. You look at another year with Jordan Love, with a handful of wide receivers who might not spark your interest when you talk about their names, But look at the production those guys had. I mean, he had four guys, four wide receivers, who were all young, by the way, that had at least four receiving touchdowns. And they did so. They didn't have a lot of success without their most talented guy being healthy in Christian Watson. I mean, Romeo Doubs, Jaden Reed actually led them in receiving yards and receptions. And Wicks, you talk about four young wide receivers that really, really grew up a lot and fast. And then you bring in Josh Jacobs. So I like that mix. And I'm going to tell you this much. I think their defense is going to be a very, very stout unit. I think Rashawn Gary could have at least 14 or 15 sacks this year. So I think Green Bay, clearly they're closer to Detroit than the Chicago Bears. Just because of the uncertainty when you talk about having a rookie quarterback, you know, you hope for the best, but you don't know exactly how that will play out. We saw Jordan Love, and I think Jordan Love is going to continue to develop.
It is our man Brian McFadden, two-time Super Bowl winner with the Steelers, and he joins us here on Dukes and Bell with Chris and for Carl. We got about 40 minutes ago, it broke that the Patriots are moving on from Juju Smith-Schuster. He's had a 1,000-yard season. He's been close to a 1,000-yard season. He won a Super Bowl ring with the Chiefs. He's not as much of a pain in the butt as Antonio Brown, but he does have high maintenance tendencies. What would your thoughts with the Falcons if they wanted to? We got Darnell Mooney, we've drafted, we have to make some moves money wise, but would you have any interest in a Juju Smith-Schuster here?
I mean, if I'm Atlanta, I'll say no. And the reason why I'll say no, guys, is because when it comes to wide receivers, the issue for Atlanta, me personally, I had with Atlanta wide receiver wise was a lack of speed. Like the big play threat. Now, you were able to address one of those concerns when you brought in Mooney. And then when you brought in Rondale Moore, no question, he brought speed and a shiftiness to him. But now losing Moore, I mean, you kind of put in the same predicament you were a year ago, even though you have Mooney. So you got to go get somebody who has the element of speed that people may respect. For Juju, you know, that's never been his game. So right. If I'm Atlanta, I'm looking for guys that can really create separation with speed. I'm looking for guys who can catch a 5-yard slant, make somebody miss. That Rondale Moore, I understand, you know, it's been talked about, but that's a big blow because he was going to be like that joystick player for the offense. You know, being able to do a lot with him, similar to how the Dolphins utilized Tyreek Hill, you know, in motion and back in the backfield at the slot. And you have to respect his speed and quickness. You know, so you lose that. I'm not saying you can get the same type player on the street, but hopefully someone that can give you an element of speed, something that can really help this offense.
And just a guy that, you know, a couple of years ago just had a nifty knack for getting in the end zone and finding gaps. Talking about Hunter Renfro, fell off last year, missed a lot of time. You know, maybe not the same guy, but I would imagine he's 28 and he's out there on the float. I just thought that'd be a nice guy for somebody, if not for the Falcons, because he seemed like, you know, maybe he can catch with the right team and still be an offensive piece.
And he's shifty, right, Mike?
Right.
Chris, he's shifty. I mean, he's not a burner, but when it comes to creating separation in the slot, that's where he made his money. And, like, it's crazy about how fast he fell from grace.
Right.
I mean, at one point in time, he was a big contributor for the Raiders, and something happened. I don't know if it was inside the building, whatever it was, but it was like, you know, he fell off. But yeah, the shiftiness is something that is needed in offenses nowadays. When you look at high-level offenses, they got shifty guys. They got guys that can make you miss. Guys can get on top of the coverage. And for Atlanta, with having a guy like Kirk Cousins, you know, you want to be able to throw it around, but you want to also have that element of speed, man, that people have to be mindful of when they're trying to go against your offense.
B, before we let you go, Aaron Rodgers just cannot keep his mouth shut, man. Again, yesterday, he apparently skips practice because there was a little drizzle in the air and he didn't want to potentially hurt himself by slipping in the rain. But then he goes on after practice to call it, quote, forward thinking, not to sit or not to practice in the rain. I mean, what do you make of the Jets and their ability to actually put this thing together? Because for me, between him and all of his antics, I don't know if they have what it takes.
That's the concern for me. I mean, I was really buying into the hype the Jets potentially could have this season. But as you talked about some of the off-the-field antics, you know, coming from Aaron Rodgers, it kind of makes me believe there's a disconnect between Aaron Rodgers and the head coach, Robert Saleh, I think. I mean, it seems like they're not on the same page. When it goes back to Aaron Rodgers missing a mandatory mini camp because he had a retreat or something like that he wanted to attend. I mean, he was there during OTAs, but it felt like there was still a disconnect between the two. And now hearing this, it's like, okay, really? And usually when you talk about a star player missing a practice when he's quote-unquote cleared and healthy, usually you get the answer about why he missed practice or why he didn't practice from the head coach, usually. But it's like Aaron is like, no, I'm telling you why. And so it makes me like, well, were Aaron and Robert on the same page? And if they if they're not on the same page in little small things like this, what do you expect when it's a critical moment in the ball game in the fourth quarter and you need to go make something happen? You know what I mean? So I think they got to find a way to resolve that, because these little small issues, as you talked about throughout the entire offseason, has been circulating too much. And if they don't nip it in the bud, it can become an issue once the season starts.
All right, Brian, before we cut you loose, Brian McFadden with us here on Dukes and Bell. Hopefully Michael Penix, you know, he's a rookie. There'll be mistakes. There'll be things that, you know, certainly he's going to clean up. That's what the preseason is here for. But what are you looking to see from our number 8 first-round draft pick?
Man, look like you have control of the offense. You know, be able to be in command of what is going on and just play ball. Like you said, it's the first preseason game. No one is expecting you to go out and throw for 5 touchdowns. But just go ahead and do what got you to this point. Be smart with the football. He's always been a smart guy when it comes to that. And just take what the defense is giving you. And just let it – just sling it. Just let it sling. You know what I mean? So I'm excited. I think he's excited as well. And like I said, for all the young guys, man, this is an opportunity for you to open not just the eyes of the coaches, but the eyes of the fans as well, so they can start generating some conversation about, yeah, man, that kid should be playing a little more. We need to get him out there on the football field a little more. So I'm excited for Michael Penix. I think he's going to have a heck of a night.
Me too. Can't wait. The ball comes out. Where do you see this guy, man? The ball, it just, hey, man, have a great weekend, BMAC. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, thank you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.